pretty bold statement here that Jesus makes, declares to us that the Holy Spirit will come and he will declare to you, he's speaking to the apostles, Jesus is, that the Holy Spirit will give to the apostles everything that is his. He said, everything that is everything the Father has. So everything the Father has has been given to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will give that same stuff to the apostles, to the church. And it's that same Spirit that's going to guide the church to all truth. This part of that Last Supper discourse, when Jesus is giving his final farewell to his closest friends, to those first apostles, to those men who formed the beginning of the church. And so he's speaking to them about this, that the church is going to receive the Spirit of truth, and this church will have all truth, and the church will possess all that the Father has. This is why we can rest in surrendering our lives to Jesus made known to us through the church. And there really is no other way except through Jesus and his church that we come to know the fullness, and we get to live in the fullness. And this is what St. Paul is trying to explain to the Greeks, that his journey is taking him all throughout the Mediterranean, and now he's in Athens, the center of philosophical thought. And he's in this place where they would come together and just debate back and forth. And so he begins to share with them. In one sense, we can say this is that beginning of the kerygma, the proclamation of the gospel, the proclamation of Jesus Christ. And what a beautiful lesson he has there, because what does he say? He says, my friends, I see that you are a religious people, that you are a respectful people. He has spent time with them and understood where they're coming from, and he's trying to relate to them on that common bounds. He's just not going there and imposing, but he's trying to find a common way to share the truth of Jesus Christ. Because you are a religious people, and you even have a temple, a shrine to the unknown God. Realizing that there's something more than what you've discovered. There's more out there, is what St. Paul is trying to help them realize. But then he goes on to say, God made everything. These idols, these shrines, these temples you have, that's not the God. God created everything. He holds everything in being. Because these pagans thought that those little temples, those little icons, those statues were the gods. And if they said the right prayer and they burned the right incense, then that God would have favor on them, that they can manipulate and control. But St. Paul says, you can't control God. But he's speaking to them on their terms. And what this shows us is, in the natural sphere, this desire for God, the desire for religion, the desire to go outside of ourselves to worship something else, it's written on the human heart. And it's in that commonality that we all share that we, who hopefully are disciples of Jesus Christ, have the courage to go out and share him. Share him with everyone that you encounter. To be so familiar with him that you're able to relate him to the people that you're meeting. Even if it ends the same way that St. Paul's conversation today did. When he got to the point of the kerygma that Jesus rose from the dead, they laughed at him. They scoffed at him. How many of us are afraid of being offensive, of not being well-liked, and so we don't wear our faith out loud because we might offend somebody? St. Paul today gives us the courage to speak with confidence, even if they laugh and even if they scoff. They say, okay, we'll come back. We can talk about this later. This is nonsense. Foolishness is what he says about it somewhere else, that the resurrection is foolishness to the Gentiles. And then he continues on his journey. And it says after this he left Athens and went to Corinth. If you go to your scriptures and you read, it says he went to Corinth and he was discouraged at what had taken place in Athens. And sometimes it doesn't go the way that we think it should. Sometimes it doesn't, our words, our actions are misinterpreted, and we get laughed and we get scoffed at. And we can lose heart in that moment. But we continue, we persevere, confident in the truth of Jesus Christ, because that truth has been promised to the church. And as we stay faithful to Holy Mother Church, we can have confidence that we're living in that truth. And so we want to pray for that grace to remain faithful to Holy Mother Church and to be so in love with Jesus and so aware of the salvation we have in and through him that we will never tire of sharing his love with everyone we encounter, even if they scoff, even if they laugh. Because Jesus is the one thing, the only thing that they really need. And so we want to make sure that we know that too. That he's the one thing, the only thing that we really need. And when we get to that level of faith and confidence, then it's with joy that we go out to share him with everyone that we encounter.